Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. We have now on the show with us Dr. John Bloom, professor of physics at Biola University, for a third podcast where he's discussing the evidence for design of the universe from physics and cosmology. And just to recap, in the previous two podcasts with Dr. Bloom, we talked about an op-ed that Eric Metaxas wrote on Christmas Day that made the argument that there's evidence from physics and cosmology showing design of the cosmos. In the previous podcast, Dr. Bloom talked about the evidence for design of the universe from the Big Bang and fine-tuning of the laws of physics. And now we have Dr. Bloom back with us to finish up this conversation. So I guess my last question for you maybe is a bigger picture question, and that is this. Within the community of physicists and cosmologists today, is this argument that the universe is finely tuned, is that considered sort of fringe or taboo? So how prevalent is this view that the universe seems to be finely tuned that Eric Metaxas was espousing? And then how about those who would say that the fine-tuning points to design? Is that view also considered really out there and on the fringes? So how prevalent are these views within the community of physicists today?
Well, I just had dinner last night with some physicists and we were chatting about this. And the sense was, at least in the physics world, you know, if you want to say there's a designer out there, you're not going to lose your job or tenure or something like that. That's one reasonable way to read the data. And of course, people will disagree with that, and of course some more than others, depending on what's their philosophical background that they're bringing to the table and what's their religious views that they bring to the table. But the data seem to be clear enough that you can walk around as a theist and not be too fearful of getting your back stabbed, if you will. It is this thing of, you know, what do the data show? And then, well, what's the best interpretation of that? And in the multiverse is one interpretation, and saying there's a designer is another. Again, the sense of the people I was eating with was, well, you could take it either way, and no one would, certainly for the theistic thing, it would be very different in the world of biology probably, but in the world of physics, you could cash it out as a designer without too much problem. So I was encouraged by that, actually.
So essentially, within the community of physicists, the conclusion that the universe is finely tuned and that suggests design, you're not going to have everybody agreeing with you, but they're not going to laugh you out of town. But when someone publishes an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal and sort of breaches that media firewall that's out there preventing ID-friendly views from being promoted to the public in mainstream culture, then people say this is really controversial. But behind closed doors, around dinner tables, when you get some physicists together, this is taken seriously.
Yeah, so that's part of the, once again, the cultural story, what's culturally acceptable versus, well, what's the data show? Can be two different things. So that's sad, but that happens. Yeah.
Well, we certainly live in interesting times, Dr. Bloom, but I really appreciate you taking the time today to come on our show and talk about the evidence for physics and fine-tuning. We're definitely going to have you back on the show again, so I look forward to the next time, Dr. Bloom.
Okay, well, great. Thank you.
Well, again, this is Casey Luskin with ID the Future. You've just listened to Dr. John Bloom with a PhD in physics from Cornell University. He's now a professor at Biola University, where he teaches on this topic, explaining to us about the evidence from the universe and from physics and cosmology showing that the universe was designed. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.